Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where your questions get answered from the Akashic Records. My name is Donna Fox. I am excited to be here with you because you are my guests. So you can call in. We have a caller already waiting on the line. I do want to just mention to you that when you are calling me, you can also email me a question if you can't get through. Our lines are not rollover. But if you would like to email a question, that's great. You can email me that question at akashicwisdom, that's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, wisdom at AOL.com. And if you're just emailing for information, you can email for information at info@akashicwisdom.com. I hope that's not too confusing for you. But I do have my computer on, and akashicwisdom at AOL.com is up in front of me. I'd just like to mention that the next Akashic Record workshops are going to be in Cleveland. They're going to be November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and that is Level 1 and Level 2. And if you're going to be in the Ohio area, I'm going to be speaking at the Universal Light Expo next weekend on October 13th. The actual expo is a huge, wonderful expo, and if you're anywhere near Ohio, it's worth the drive to Columbus to come and see it. It's on the 13th and 14th. It begins in the morning and goes until the evening. It's from 10 till 8, I think, it's 9 to 8 on the 13th and 10 to 6 on the 14th. And I'll be speaking at 11:30 live in front of a whole bunch of people, I hope, and my booth number is 849. So come say hello, introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you, give you a hug, and answer any questions you might have. So also my website is akashicwisdom@aol.com. And the Akashic Record Consultant International website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org. Okay, we are here, we're live, and we're taking your calls. And we have a caller on the line who has been patiently waiting. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Where are you calling from?
My name's Tim. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, Tim. Welcome. Glad to meet you. How can we help you here?
Yeah, thanks for your time. This is quite an amazing station. Couple things going on with my life. I got divorced a couple years ago, and I lost the restaurant I worked in closed a couple weeks ago. So there's a whole bunch of new opportunities for me to make some changes. Anything you see happening for me in that aspect?
Well, and your name is Tim, is that it?
Nope. Jim with a J.
Oh, Jim. Okay, Jim. Let me just kind of give you the scoop on the way we work with the Akashic Records on Akashic Wisdom. When I work with the records, it's because there's so many possibilities and probabilities. We don't necessarily work with futures. That's not to say that working with futures aren't an important thing from a psychic point of view, but when I work with the records, the energy source is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. So what happens is I help people understand how to feel more comfortable in their skin, how to understand what's blocking them from being all that they can be, blocking their joy, or how they can expand their own knowing with insight onto their personal path. So when you ask the question, you're asking your question about career, is that correct?
Yes.
In other words, like, is that the area you would like to focus on? Or is there some personal issues going on that you would rather talk about or ask some questions around?
Well, yeah, I'd like to maybe just keep it a little more generalized as far as maybe blockages holding me back or whatever. You know, I don't want to ask too specific of a question. And
oh, for sure. Yeah, we're trying to keep your privacy.
Whatever. Okay. No, it's nothing to do with that. I just want to, you know, try to get the best advice from you as possible, but I don't want to focus on one area, and that may not be such an important question as another one.
So let me ally your concerns there. When I work with the Akashic Records with a client, the more specific the question, the better the answer.
Okay.
Because your question combined with your name get us to the right area of the records, okay, of where we need to go.
Okay.
So really, and so for anyone else who's out there listening in, you know, if you want to email me a question, please include your current legal name. That will be helpful. And I'm not asking for your last name, Jim. I understand being on the air, that might not be a good thing for you. I don't mention people's last name, but if it's an email question, I can see that. However, again, the more specific the question, the better the answer. So can you just kind of, let's hone in. If you want to stay with career or what your next steps are in career, or if you want to go to, I have to tell you, the first thing that the record keepers are telling me is that one of the issues around your life right now have to do with some unresolved grief and anger, and which is blocking you from receiving and stepping into the flow of your life. It's almost like, it's not like a punishment so much as a, I know, see, I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. But so what they're telling me, or what they're saying is there's a part of you that's holding you back out of revenge. It's like, I'm going to show you how much you hurt me by not being a success. Does that make sense to you?
Maybe at a deeper level, but it's you know.
Well, this is pretty deep. It won't be. The idea here is we sometimes hold ourselves back in order to prove to someone else that they've hurt us.
Yeah. No, I definitely think something's holding me back, but I don't know who it is. You know, that's the frustrating part of it. I don't know who to forgive to move on when I don't know. It that could be true what you say, but I don't know why I'm holding a grudge or something. I don't know who that person is that I have to feel like to hold myself.
So you don't have any unresolved anger at all within your body right now?
Gosh, I probably do, but I don't know who it's focused for.
Right, and that's okay. You don't have to know.
Okay.
You really don't have to know. Here's what the recommendation is. It's not who do you forgive, because the issue here is it's your personal self that needs to be forgiven.
Okay.
There's something going on within your life that has to do with anger within yourself. Either it's an action you didn't take that you could have taken, or it's opportunities. Yeah, it's either opportunities that were there. Talk to me more about your business. Did you say you had a restaurant and you lost it?
No, yeah, what happened was I was working in a restaurant and I really felt I was going nowhere with that. So it finally closed and I'm ready to move on, but I don't necessarily want to go back to that business. My dream is to work for myself. Be my own boss and do something, you know, because of the internet's opened up so many opportunities to work at home.
Right.
So that's my dream, and I'm just terrible at making decisions.
And that's where the anger is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The frustration, yeah, that could
be. It's the frustration and anger, because what happens is that there's either opportunities missed or things that there's opportunities on the table and for whatever reason so let's help you make some decisions here. Would that be helpful to you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so and anybody who's out there, you can kind of do this with us and just plug your issues in to where, instead of Jim's. Okay, so do you have some specific things that you want to look at as far as opportunities are concerned?
Doing some currency trading or looking into the foreclosure business. Just, you know, there seems to be so many opportunities. It's just a question of focusing on one and doing it very well. So I'm open to anything right now, but just not anything in in particular that I'm looking at.
If you okay, Jim, what they're asking a question here from you. The question is, if you could do anything in the world you wanted to do, and money and education were not the issue, what would you do?
probably just be kind of an activist and awaken people to what's been going on and help people wake up and see what's going on around them and try to make the world a better place and help kids that have been injured with vaccinations and just to help people and not care about the money would be my dream and just knowing that I'm trying to make the world a better place and fight evil and spread the word of truth and in that regard. So that would be my dream, you know.
And so what part of that do you have the greatest passion for?
As far as helping people, I would say just waking people up and, you know, telling them that, you know, this matrix you're in is just a lie. You know, look, you know, turn off the TV and take control of your life and don't trust the government. You know, do your own research and, you know, help people, you know, keep their money and hedge against the falling dollar and fight the New World Order and, you know, just wake up and, you know, and take control of your life and fight for your country and fight for your freedom. Don't just lay down and
how would you tell them to do that?
How would I tell? Well,
what you're saying right now is very nice, but those are just words. And mm-hmm. and what the record keepers are suggesting is that you call tonight for clarity. And the clarity is finding your passion, which is your next step in moving into your right livelihood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You with me on that?
Yeah, finding your passion, of course.
Yeah, of your right livelihood.
Okay.
Because even if you had all the money in the world, you know, Donald Trump still works for a living.
Right.
Okay? That doesn't stop him. You know, Bill Gates still goes to work. And they work in other areas, but they still have a very busy day.
Yeah.
So the idea here is for you to become very specific about where your passion is. Now, I want you to notice what happened to your body when you talked about helping people in that particular way.
Uh-huh.
Notice what was happening from a feeling point of view.
I just felt myself like getting, you know, like being passionate and being, you know, more energized and, you know, more awakened and more, you know, just kind of, you know, made me feel like I was, you know, on the right course there.
Right. Your voice just actually became alive. Now, if
yeah,
you were to
exactly.
look, listen. Yeah, exactly. And the phenomenon that, okay, is, and you can listen to the archives. You can go back and listen to the archives and notice the difference in the pitch of your voice, the intensity of your voice, and that was a vibrational shift you just had. So I want you to really look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in what you were discussing, okay, of those things you were saying, which one gives you the which area creates the most passion for you? Take a moment and look at that.
Of all the things I listed?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, you know, so much of the information just ties into one. You know, all the things I mentioned could help people a lot. You know, it's not like it's one message. I just feel, there's just so much people need to know, and it's just trying to, you know, get it, you know, condensed into kind of a, you know, something they can wake up themselves and this, you know, then they can, you know, take that and run with it but it's planting that seed in their mind, and then they're gonna, kind of wake up and then continue to do their own research. But you know,
so what the record keepers are suggesting, Jim, is that you consider creating a research piece where you gather all the information for people that you feel would help wake them up.
Okay.
And not just a one piece. I mean, you clearly could think about writing a book, but you're looking for income, correct?
I would need to pay some bills, but I'm not so worried about how much money I make. I'm not going to be a slave to, I don't want to be a slave to the material things. I just want to simplify my life and get satisfaction from knowing I'm making somewhat of a change as much as I can. You know,
But the idea here is, there is nothing wrong with being able to become, or have, you know, all the money you need to do whatever you want to do anytime you want to do it. That's really okay.
Absolutely. But
so what the record keepers are suggesting is that by gathering together the information you're talking about, putting it in a format that would create a newsletter that people would subscribe to, you would actually be helping change the world. You would also be helping support yourself, and you'd be helping awaken people.
Okay, then. Well, that's...
Consider that. Well, how does that feel?
It just makes everything, like, really clear, and it gives me kind of a plan to focus on, and it makes perfect... It makes excellent sense to me to because that's you just brought out what I want to do, but you
right.
made it so much clearer.
And so the idea here is for you to begin. In other words, and this is a subscription type of a. They're suggesting you creating a website where there's information that would encourage people to become a subscriber. You might want to take this down. This is interesting. They're sharing for you to consider. Okay, this is not. They're not telling you what to do. They're suggesting you consider this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and see how this feels in your body. Does this feel like truth in your body? Would be the key element of how to create and how to receive this information. And so what they're suggesting is that you create a website that has information, that is some is free, and that some, when they go deeper, they receive the information, and you also get permission from the people who have supplied it, as well as your own research, and crediting everybody. Naturally, you want to stay in integrity. But the issue here is really about having a section for, it's interesting that you called tonight, about the vaccination is about parenting, and have a section about being able to be very they're using the words that Americans, as well as the global community, need to be self-sufficient and to I'm going to get this in a minute. I just have to wait and repeat it. And work within their own passions, and as far as trusting their government is concerned, looking deep enough into the truth of the various laws and officials that are, and leaders that are governing, and to make their decisions about how they want to live their life based on their own personal truth. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, so the idea of gathering this information and sending out this newsletter would be very important. They're also talking about having hard copies of these that you can pass out at various gatherings, whether it be a place where people of like mind gather, where that could promote your website and your newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And to create a business plan around that. and it's what they're saying is it's rather inexpensive to begin.
I'll definitely focus on this, and maybe I am on the right. I think I'm on the right path, and it's just.
Think you are.
Yes, that's that makes me feel so good that it reaffirms kind of what I need to do, and it really inspires me to hear that this could work for me. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I can actually. I what they're showing me is your vibration has just been raised just by having this conversation here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, definitely. I just feel like more focused, and things can really become clear. One other thing, can you was my son injured with a vaccination shot at 20 months? Because he's having a little bit of reading difficulty. He's 6 years old, and he received an MMR shot at 20 months, and that was the only one he had.
First of all, just give you the rules of our process is we can't open the records of anyone under the age of 18.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, that's okay. We can't open the records of anyone who is like not like on the phone with us or on like if I, you know, like that I can't get personal permission from. However, what is your little one's name? Is his first name?
Yeah, he's almost seven. His name's Logan.
Logan. So what I would ask the record keepers is how you can best support him. And what does he need from you?
Okay.
Would that be helpful?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So we want to understand what Logan, six and a half, seven-year-old Logan, needs from his dad, Jim. First of all, the picture they're showing me is you sitting on a couch with him, reading and pointing out letters.
Yes. Yeah.
You must do that a lot.
Yeah, we're trying to get him caught up on his reading.
But the other thing is what they're also showing me is that your son is very tactile. He likes to touch different textures. And to create letters that feel different. So that he can remember the letters by the way they feel.
Okay.
So it's like an A feels different than an R. And there's something about, I'm not an educator, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing him feel the letters, and then when he puts them together, somehow somehow by feeling the word and the different textures of the word can help him.
Okay.
I don't know how that is, but you may want to look at that.
Okay.
And then, does he have a hard time running?
No, he runs very.
Or is he the athletic one?
Yeah, he does very well in sports. Yeah.
And the idea here is that because what they were showing. Do you have another child?
No, he's the only one.
Okay. So if you like sports, you may want to help him learn to read by reading about sports stories.
Okay. All right, perfect.
That he can understand.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would help. Yeah, make it more interesting for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the other piece that's really important, Jim, is to really make him write.
Okay.
Really make him to really, really, really observe him and catch him being right so that you can really help him with his self-esteem and feel proud of himself.
Okay, yeah. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, it does. I mean, he needs to have the confidence that he can do it.
Okay.
And so what's going on is that sometimes he's afraid to try because he's afraid of being wrong.
Right.
And so it's really about helping him and loving him into knowing that he's right.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
That's great advice. I was kind of on the right track, but I'll focus on these areas too. I think he'll do fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so at these younger
age. And the idea here about it, it, it's you know, reading is something that he needs to do, but the idea is it's really important that again, it's about helping him not feel less than.
Not feel what?
Less than, like less than the others.
Yeah.
You know, or less than other people, that other people can do stuff, you mm-hmm. know, and that he, it's really about not making or help. You can't feel like he's stupid because he isn't. He's a bright boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, then.
So you really have to catch him being right and catch him being smart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll build on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, and great hearing from you. I'll be tuning in every week.
Great. How did you hear about us to begin with? How did you hear about me?
I don't know how I stumbled across this website. I can't even remember, but I've been addicted to it for the last 2 weeks. This has been so
great.
I just need to hear all this positive information. It's really, it is just what I needed. So
great. Well, is this the first time you've listened to my show?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I encourage you to go up on the BBS website, and when you click on Akashic Wisdom, and then there's a whole bunch of information about how I work with the Akashic Records.
Okay.
That you might find very, it's a lot of work, information, but I think you'll find it helpful.
Okay, I'll look, I'm going to read it right now. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day and rest of the week, and give that little one a hug.
I will. Namaste.
Lots of hugs.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, wasn't that lovely? You know, it's interesting that we started out with that call. I wanted to talk about, the end of that call, because I wanted to talk about parenting tonight. I just got off of a wonderful whirlwind celebration for my birthday. I had a milestone birthday, as they say. Actually, it was in September, but my children and I celebrated it this past week. And the way they celebrated it with me was to, first of all, my son came in from out of town. He lives in California, and he came in, and what they did is they picked out things that I would love to do, and every day from Tuesday on, they didn't tell me what we were going to do ahead of time. They said, okay, Mom, be ready at, for example, on Tuesday, be ready at 11 o'clock. We're going to pick you up. And we'll tell you what we're going to do once we get there. And so Tuesday was a whole, whole day of doing different things, to just be together. So we had lunch together, and we watched. In the evening, we went to Chuck E. Cheese with my grandson, and we also went for a private Kabbalah class in the middle of the day with a very well-known and highly respected rabbi, which was a wonderful Kabbalah class, and it was private just for me. And then, you know, every day they came up with something. And so what was so wonderful about this is because as parents, what we do is we take for granted that our kids love us and that we love them. And I don't know about your family, but in my family, we good morning as I love you, good night as I love you, and anytime you get off the phone with my kids, it's always I love you. Now, my kids are grown. My youngest is going to be 31. My daughter is going to have, I have a son that's going to be 31. I have a daughter who is going to be 33. My oldest is going to be, well, he already is. He's 36. His birthday's not till May. And then I have an extended family of four other stepchildren. But what's interesting is that, you know, when kids get to be an adult, again, we all have such busy lives, and every time I hear that song "Cat in the Cradle," I think about all the times that I didn't spend with my kids, that I could have, trying to make a living. My first husband died when my kids were little, and I was a single mom for 5 years, trying to make ends meet. And so now that they're grown and they have their own children, and they provided this wonderful week for me of special things. What it taught me is how much actions speak louder than words. I mean, it's, you know, my mom always used to tell me that, you know, actions speak louder than words. And I used to consider that to be a criticism, you know, how kids are. But I realized it wasn't a criticism. It was her trying to tell me that when, it's almost like it's the same comment of walk your talk. And so if you are a parent out there, my recommendation and my encouragement is to tell your kids how much you love them. To, as I said to Jim, catch them being right. Hug them more than they know. Savor every moment with your children. Because they are truly gifts. And I have to tell you, I personally am so blessed and so thankful that I chose my children and they chose me back. And my belief system says that we all choose our parents for whatever reason it is. And our parents choose us. And we have our own reasons we chose those parents. Now, if you happen to be in a situation where your parents were not that terrific, I encourage you to look at where they were terrific. Because for you to dwell on where your parents missed the mark is to put you in a place of victimhood. And you'll always stay in that rut of victimhood. Quite frankly, both of my parents were alcoholics. From a childhood point of view, it wasn't as bad as some and what was worse than others. But you know what? Everything that my folks did, whether they realized it or not, they were coming from a place of love or pain. And sometimes when they came from pain, their pain was so great, they transferred it onto me. And so I have to now, as I'm looking back at my folks, have to love them for teaching me and bringing to me the information that I most needed. And I also look back and say, I was not wise enough in some cases, in many cases, to love them enough. If I knew then what I know now, I would treat my mom and dad differently. But it's gone, and you know, it's okay. I have forgiven myself, and I have forgiven them, and I look upon my folks with complete love, no matter how they handle things. Not because I want to let them off the hook, but because to hold them in anything else but love hurts me. And I'm not going to hurt me anymore. And there's a comment, I think you've heard me, if you listened to the program before, you've heard me say this, that there's a comment or a statement from the records that says, they will no longer control my being by their lack of loving. And that includes me. I will no longer walk in this earth with a lack of love of myself. Because that's what my kids taught me this week. What my kids taught me this week is that the way I can be a better mom is to be a better me. And how do I be a better me? I be a better me and stand for what I believe in and say, who do I have to be able to love me the way they love me? So that's what I need to work into. I need to look at. It's like, what can I do for myself today that's going to make me feel good about me, that's going to make me feel proud of me, and that's going to make and help me understand how to be a better model for my kids and my grandkids. So I want to tell you that, and then I want to mention that if you have parents and they happen to be critical, like my parents are extremely critical. Actually, the one of the nice things about having critical parents is it and having the kind of parents that I had, it showed me exactly how I didn't want to be. So that's a gift in itself, you know. But yet there were so many things that my parents did for me that I really loved, and they treated me in such lovely, in certain areas that were really so loving. So it's like, you know, you have to take a look at both sides. But anyway, if in fact you're looking at parents and you've had an abusive relationship, it's really important for you, first of all, to forgive yourself. And second of all, to really look at your personal gifts of the woundings. So that's just kind of what I wanted to share with you about that, and share with you about the week. And I have a, if you have any comments on parenting or how to better parent, if you have a child that you're having a struggle with, and you would like some insight as to what that little one or that older one needs from you, I can't open again. We don't open from Akashic Record Consultants International. Our guidelines from the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones, the Akasha, is not to open the records of anyone under the age of 18 and not to open the records of anyone without their permission. So, but however, we can help parents through, we can help children through their parents' records in understanding how they can better parent. So if you have any parenting questions out there, again, doesn't make any difference how old your child is. You know, a child is a child. My son went to the airport. He's 36 years old. I gave him a big hug, and I told him he'll always be my little boy. And you know what? Not because I treat him like a baby, but because in my heart, even though I'm going to be their friend, and I can, you know, when they're in their 30s, you know, you can only be a mom to a certain extent, you know. You've got to let them go sometime. But in my heart, they'll always be my babies. That's just the way it is, you know. I love them. So if you, again, if you have any parenting issues that you'd like to talk about, if there's any way that I can help you, I'm here for you. And I want you to know that you can also call me privately. I do individual consultations. I'm happy to email you information on that regarding prices and things like that for 1 hour or an hour and a half consultations. You can call me directly at 216-691-1233. And that's a 24-hour line, so don't worry about what time zone you're in. If I'm not here, the voicemail will take a message, and I'm happy to call you back. But please let me know when's a good time to call you back during the day. And if you have any other questions, you can certainly email me. Let me give you the email for information on Akashic Record Consultations. It's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's A-K-A. S-H-I-C, wisdom, wisdom.com. So if you want more information on my work and what I do and prices, classes, etc., please email me there. For the program tonight, kind of instant gratification, you can easily email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com. And let me answer, we've got a question here up in this email. The question is from Illinois. If this person could email me their current legal name, that would be great, because spell their name phonetically, because I have Ijal. I think that's the way I'm saying it. But if you'd like to call in, you certainly can. The question is about she's, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, so I apologize if I've got the gender wrong. Says, my question is about my ascension. I feel stagnant. Am I on the right path? So I would love to have your current legal name, and I would be able to give you some more information on that. So just email me back. That'd be great. And give me your current legal name. What I want to, and so let's just talk about ascension for a moment, okay? Interestingly enough, people who are on the path, if you will, do get concerned about ascension. One of their concerns is that they're not connected or they feel disconnected. And so one of the things that I would like to share with you is that anytime you feel disconnected, per se, anytime you feel that you feel stagnant, you're not sure where to go, it's like nothing gives you passion, you're not sure which way to move on your path for spirituality. When you have that kind of a sensation or a feeling, it would be very important to look within yourself to see where you have lost your own integrity with yourself. Where, in what way, are you not telling yourself the truth about certain issues in your life? Where are you blinding yourself to issues or challenges that you feel helpless about? And that's very important. It's very important that you move into looking at your own personal power, if you will, from an integrity point of view. And I'm not talking about paying your bills or on time and or doing what you say you're going to do for other people. That's not what I'm talking about. That clearly that's important. Clearly, yes, that's integrity. The integrity the record keepers are talking about are, where are you letting you down? What lists have you made that you are not completing and beating yourself up for not completing them? What standards are you holding yourself to, and whose standards are they? That's an important piece. There's many times we walk around working from someone else's belief systems. One of the questions that came forward from the records this morning, and as a matter of fact, I was reading this book, and I didn't get a chance necessarily to actually work these questions out, but I thought they were great questions. It was one question. And the question was, where in my childhood did I hear, no, it's not where, it's what. What in my childhood did I hear, see, or feel that is supporting my blocks today? So anyone who knows how to work with their own Akashic records out there, it would be important for you to open your records. Naturally, you're going to call in the light first, open your records, and ask the question, what in my childhood did I see, hear, or feel that is supporting my blocks today? That's an important question. So I would like you to just take a look at that, because that's important. And when you have a block around accepting and healing and moving forward in your own healing work, what's important around that is taking a look at where you're afraid to be wrong. We'll go into that in more detail with that, but we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Great. Where are you calling from?
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Wow, Idaho. I love Idaho.
All right.
We had some folks on from Idaho last week.
Oh, all right.
Yes, and may you have your name, please?
My name is Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
How can I help you?
You know, I was wondering if in viewing the Akashic records, you can see what perhaps my contract was coming in with my daughter.
Oh, that's an interesting. Yeah, actually, we can. We can see what your contract is with her,
right.
Not her with you, okay?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, now, I got to tell you that it's not going to be as precise. You know, the information is not going to be as precise only because I don't have your current first and last legal name, nor hers. But we're just going to work with what the record keepers give us on this, okay, Connie?
Okay.
And then if you want some more detailed, or if you don't get what you need, you can call me privately. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, great. And just as a comment, you know, are you familiar with Akiana? She lives in, I want to say Boise, but I don't know that.
No, I'm not.
She's a 12-year-old master artist.
Oh, okay. Does she have some things on YouTube?
Yeah, she might, yeah. And I want to say that it's her website is Akiana's Art Tour. But you know what? I could be wrong.
Familiar. I may have seen some of that.
Yeah, I don't have her information right in front of me. But if that's at all of interest to you or anybody else about this wonderful master. She's a master artist. She's just magnificent. She does this stuff, and she's never had a lesson. You know, email me, and I'll give you the information. I mean,
okay.
I'll find it for you, and you can. I'm happy to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are asking, how old is your daughter?
22.
Okay, and what is her name?
Her name is Nicole.
Okay, so we want to understand what is Connie's contract with Nicole. And why did Connie choose Nicole as her daughter? How about that?
Correct.
Would that be good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is Nicole also in Idaho?
She's in Boise.
She's in Boise. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're in Sun Valley, did you say?
Twin Falls.
Sun
Valley. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I've always wanted to come to Idaho.
Well, you'll have to do that sometime.
Yeah, I just need a group of people who want me to come, and I'll show up. Have prayer, we'll travel. I go where I'm invited, so I'd love to come to Idaho. Yeah, it'd be great. Okay, so let's just see. How can Connie best serve Nicole? What is her contract? Well, you know, what's interesting about this is that what I'm hearing, again, I don't know how long you've listened to the show or if you've listened before, but I don't interpret anything, and I don't consider myself a psychic.
Okay.
I tell you exactly what I see here or sometimes feel. So this is not about futures. But what's important, first of all, what they're showing me is, and telling me, is that that Connie has been a mirror of truth for you since she's been little.
Nicole, the daughter.
Excuse me. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Nicole for Connie for
okay.
you. And the way you want to look at that is in the face of her rebellion, you want to look at what is rebelling within you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because I don't. In other words, like I'm not trying to be facetious here. I'm just saying is the words are coming, so I don't know you, so I don't know how it fits in your life.
Mm-hmm.
All I ask you is to respond as if that feels like truth to you. So,
okay.
So you know how to place that. Is that correct?
I think so.
In other words, what area? Here's what you want to look for. In the areas of rebellion or feelings of frustration that you ever had with Nicole, you want to look at the issues of that, the essence of those issues that are playing within you.
Right, what it's reflecting back on
right,
myself.
Exactly, yeah. She's been a great teacher for you.
Ah, yeah.
And so it's really important, you know, in other words, and I'm also hearing that there is some unresolved anger that she's holding, not to get into her stuff, but there's some unresolved anger that she's holding that, for whatever reason, that can be it's healed, okay, healed by healed by your acceptance and responsibility for issues that have troubled her, in the fact of being willing to listen to her point of view, whether or not you agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, that does. She doesn't believe in anything I do, and so we're always at odds at that one. But yeah, I try to listen to her and
what's your main issue, Connie?
Pardon?
What's the main issue here?
The main issue is probably a lot of her unresolved anger and who she is and what she does to herself and what is my whole role in this? How am I supposed to react and deal with these things? And at what point do I totally let go? And at what point am I here to try to show her something or help her with something? That's vague too, isn't it? It's probably just
when we're doing on-air questions,
mm-hmm.
it's really helpful to be as specific as possible with the questions.
She's adopted, and I don't know if she has unresolved issues connected to, birth parents that she never knew, or, you know, and I know that she was adopted by me for a reason, but I don't know. I just was wondering what the contract there was, because I have gone through so much with her that sometimes I wonder if I'm doing any good or if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing or, you know, like that.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is that what I am hearing is there were certain issues at birth and right after her birth. You didn't get her right away, correct?
No.
Right. There were things that happened in her life that affected her. There's no way that you could know, and there's no way that she could know,
mm-hmm.
because she was too little to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that what I'm also hearing is there's some karmic issues with her birth mom.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten that too.
There's some karmic issues with her birth mom, and for whatever reason, again, not to get into her stuff, but mm-hmm. but as it relates to you, there's some issues around not being loved and accepted for who she truly is. And the interesting thing about it is she doesn't even know who she truly is. So here's what's important for you to understand about this. What you so deeply want from her, you must give to her first.
Well, I just want her to be happy.
No, that's right, but you can't make her happy because that's up to her.
Right.
But the issue is, what I'm hearing is you also want acceptance.
Hmm.
There's an approval issue here.
Oh.
And the idea here is it's really about you approving her and loving her truly unconditionally and helping her understand that she has choices. Now, you may have, I'm not saying that you haven't done that, mm-hmm. but for whatever reason, it's not about, it goes back to what they're saying, it's about catching her when she's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Helping her feel good about what she's doing, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
even, you know, and and telling her how proud you are of her for the stuff that you are. Not lying
right.
to her, but really
acknowledging
just,
it. Yes.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
And
just keep reinforcing that, and then
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the as I said before, the contract here is about the mirror that she is providing you. Now, that doesn't mean that her specific actions, okay, are your...
Right.
But it's the underlying essence of what her actions are doing to herself that you need to look at about where there's a similarity of what you've done to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I mean, you can place that, right?
Yeah. No, I can see some of that, yeah.
Okay, and so then as you heal you, you create a model for her healing.
Mm-hmm. And just let her do it in her way.
Well, you don't have a choice.
I know. Well, you know, the parent thing tugs at us.
Right, but the issue is...
In reality, yes, that's right. She has
yeah, you don't
do
have
it.
A choice. She's 22. She can do
that's
whatever
right.
she wants.
Absolutely.
And it's really important for you to know she's not doing it to hurt you.
Right. I know that.
You can't take it personal. That doesn't help the worry, and it doesn't help the angst, and it doesn't help any of that. But the more you make her wrong, the farther she's going to go from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
I think so. Thank you.
Yeah, and there was there's only so much specifics we can get if I don't have all the information.
I understand that.
Again, because this is not psychic work. Okay, it really isn't.
Right.
It's really about soul work, and what you're talking about is so deeply and highly personal that to get into the complete specifics mm-hmm. may be more than we could do on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got that, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
You're welcome.
Your time.
And gather your friends and give me a call. I'll be happy to come out to Twin Falls, Idaho anytime.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Please
All
call
right.
me about that. I'd love to do that.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, Connie.
Mm-hmm. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming close to our end time now. Next week, I will be broadcasting. I just want to tell you the Universal Light Expo is up and running on this coming weekend. Please come to Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, at the Veterans Memorial, and check us out. There are over 300 booths, and it's chock full of free lectures on both Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to be speaking at 11:30. So if you have any friends in Columbus or Indiana or Michigan or Pennsylvania or anywhere, Kentucky, wow, tell them to come on down. Come on up. We'd love to see you. And again, next week, you are my guest. Get those cards and letters coming in about what you would like to hear about. And if you have interest in the prosperity class, please give me a call or email me. I'll give you more information on that. But it is now 11:58, and it's time for us to say goodnight. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of this wonderful, wonderful program, and all of you wonderful beings of light that are listening. And we thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones, both seen and unseen. We ask that you all may your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of this program for Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio on bbsradio.com by saying amen, amen. The records are now closed, and if you would join me in saying amen. Good night, everyone. Have a great week, and remember to tell the ones you love them, including yourself. Good night.